So our next topic is parody and pastiche. So parody means it even imitates the manner, style or characteristic of a particular literary work or genre, author, and deflates the original by applying the limitation to a lowly or inappropriate subject. Pastiche literally means to combine or paste together multiple elements. So pastiche, this can be seen as a representation of the chaotic, pluralistic or information-drenched aspects of postmodern society. Both pastiche and parody are intertextual in nature. Pastiche in postmodern literature is a homage to or a parody of past styles. So pastiche can be a combination of multiple genres to create a unique narrative or to comment on situations in postmodernity. In novels, William S. Burroughs combines science fiction, detective fiction, and westerns. Margaret Atwood combines science fiction and fairy tales. Then Umberto Eco combines detective fiction, fairy tales, and science fiction. Another writer, Derek Pell, relies on collage and non-detective, erotica, travel guides, and how-to manuals, and so on. So though pastiche commonly refers to the mixing of genres, the work may include elements like metafiction and temporal distortion. Thomas Pynchon includes in his novels elements from detective fiction, science fiction, and war fiction, songs, pop culture references, well-known, obscure, and fictional history mixed together, real contemporary and historical figures, for example, Mickey Rooney and Werner von Braun, for example. A wide variety of well-known, obscure, and fictional cultures and concepts. So in Robert Coover's 1977 novel, The Public Burning, Coover mixes historically inaccurate accounts of Richard Nixon interacting with historical figures and fictional characters such as Uncle Sam and Betty Crocker. So pastiche can also refer to compositional technique. For example, the cut-up technique employed by Burroughs. Another example is B.S. Johnson's 1969 novel, The Unfortunates, which was released in a box with no binding, so that readers could assemble it however they choose. So Frederick Jameson claimed that the general effect of parody is, whether in sympathy or with malice, to cast ridicule. For Jameson, pastiche or black parody is more significant with postmodernism, as the fragmentation of literature has eliminated the very possibility of a linguistic norm in terms of which one could ridicule private languages or idiosyncratic styles. If there is no norm, then what he describes as the satirical impulse must be absent and the textual imitation exist without the necessary intention to produce humor. This pastiche, according to Jameson, lacks the ulterior motive of parody, which is to inspire laughter in the reader. So like Jameson, Linda Hutchins seeks to differentiate between parody and pastiche, but as she has expanded the possibilities of parody, the split suggested by Jameson 3 years earlier is not sufficient. In her definition of the two forms, she agrees with Jameson's that parody's ulterior motive is lacking in the empty realm of pastiche, but separates them by claiming that parody is transformational in its relationship to other texts. Pastiche is imitative. For Hutchins, pastiche becomes parody when the simulation is significantly changed from that which has been simulated. Linda Hutchins indicates that parody is unavoidable for postmodernism. Similarly, certain aspects of postmodernism are always present in works of parody. The intertextual nature of both parody and pastiche situates them firmly within the infinite text.